Future is digital. EU chief calls for global digital IDs and new UN body to govern artificial intelligence. By Kurt Zindelka on September 10, 2023. The world needs international digital ID systems like coronavirus passports, and artificial intelligence should be regulated by a global body similar to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Sunday. Speaking before the One Future session of the G20 summit in India, the top bureaucrat declared that the future will be digital and therefore more globalist institutions will be needed to set boundaries and regulations. The German politician, who before ascending to her unelected role as EU Commission President served as Berlin's defense minister, said, "Today I want to focus on AI and digital infrastructure. As it has been described, AI has risks but also offers tremendous opportunities. The crucial question is how to harness a rapidly changing technology." In the EU, in 2020, we presented the first ever law on artificial intelligence. We want to facilitate innovation while building trust. But we need more. What the world does now will shape our future. I believe that Europe, and its partners, should develop a new global framework for AI risks, von der Leyen continued. She said that Europe and its allies should develop a global framework for AI risks, but that there will also need to be standards set at the global level through the United Nations. We would need a similar body to the IPCC for climate. And here we need additional outreach to the scientists, entrepreneurs, and innovators. They need to provide the knowledge on the risks posed by AI as well as the potential benefits for humanity, the EU chief said. During her speech in India, Ursula von der Leyen went on to argue for the global adoption of digital public infrastructures along the lines of the coronavirus passport system the EU developed during the Wuhan virus crisis. Many of you are familiar with the COVID-19 digital certificate. The EU developed it for itself. The model was so functional and so trusted that 51 countries on 4 continents adopted it for free. Today, the WHO uses it as a global standard to facilitate mobility in times of health threats. I want to thank Dr. Tedros again for the excellent cooperation, she added. The European Union is actively trying to introduce a block-wide digital identity app that would contain a citizen's passport, driver's license, credit cards, and other personal information. Speaking to Breitbart Europe in March, Romanian member of the European Parliament, MEP, Christian Turks warned that the push for a cross-border digital ID system would result in the Chinification of Europe. Like communist China, the EU is also looking to implement a central bank digital currency, CBDC, which could be used to impose the whims of Brussels on the different peoples of the 27 member state bloc. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.